Welcome back. I'm sure we are all looking forward to better times in the new year, especially when it comes to travel and tourism, as the things with the pandemic hopefully start to improve very shortly. And I know Dagny Ashley, the director of tourism for the city of Quincy, is definitely hoping and planning on that because she's here to tell us about some fun new things that are already in the works. Hi, Dagny.
Hi, Joe.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well.
Happy healthy, right?
Yes, happy healthy New Year.
Absolutely. Before we talk about 2022 and all that is coming, we should maybe remind folks that the city of Quincy has a tourism department.
Yes.
One of the comments to me this morning was, oh, I didn't even know there was a tourism department. But you've been here for a couple of years now, right?
Yes, yeah. I have. 2 years. I actually started like 2 months before the pandemic.
Right. Yes.
So, yeah,
what an auspicious way to start.
I didn't get the splash I was looking for, but... it's taken us a little while, but we're back up, and we never stopped.
Right.
I mean, we did a lot of marketing and advertising during the pandemic locally,
mm-hmm.
To help our small businesses to survive during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Because without them, you know, coming into 2021 and 2022, we couldn't do the whole tourism hospitality thing without our hotels and restaurants and shops. So we did a lot of that at the beginning.
Sure.
And last year we did more streamlined focus on targeted areas
okay.
for tourism.
It's actually, tourism is one of the top three revenue generators in Massachusetts, is it not?
It
yeah.
is.
It's
it
what,
is.
Healthcare, education,
and tourism.
Tourism, right?
Yeah. yeah. Yeah.
So it's an indication from the city here
yeah.
That it takes it seriously and it views it as an important part of the city's future.
Yeah, it encompasses a lot of hospitality, right?
Mm-hmm.
So as I just said, hotels, restaurants, all the service providers that provide to those hotels and restaurants,
right.
Our small businesses, our main streets, you know, our Hancock Street in Quincy, all the small shops, things like that.
Yeah.
No parks, doubt. Recreation,
sure.
beaches. All of that is part of that hospitality industry.
Which was probably most disproportionately impacted by the pandemic,
yes.
at least at the outset. How's it doing now, would you
it's
say?
It's doing better.
Okay.
It's definitely, we're obviously not at pre-pandemic levels,
right.
But it is on the it's on the upwards of the tourism trend.
Okay.
So people are traveling again.
Yep.
People are getting back out. They're doing it safely. You know, they're following precautions and... looking at the destinations that they want to visit
mm-hmm.
and looking at what's available on websites. So people look at those websites, they look at advertising, and then they do their research. So we're trying to provide all of that information prior to people visiting Quincy.
Yeah. And the best way to do that is the
Discover
new
Quincy.
App, right?
Yes, and our website.
And the
so
website,
visit
okay.
the website. It's full of chock full of information.
Okay.
It's discoverquincy.com.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a new visit widget, it's called, and it's a little icon that says Discover Quincy that pops up, as well as the new app that pops up. So there's many options on the website. If you're a desktop user and you prefer to stay on the desktop, you just hit the little visit widget button,
mm-hmm.
and it brings you to this itinerary planning. So it's more interactive, engaging. You can kind of look at all the sites you want to visit. You can add them to your itinerary, and it actually shows you the mileage in between.
Mm-hmm.
So it can plan your whole day here, or 2 days, or 3 days. Obviously, we invite you to stay longer.
Sure.
But you can do all of that through the desktop. And if you prefer to use it on your mobile phone, you can either download the app, but it's also visitor-friendly on our website, on the mobile app.
Yeah, I went on to the widget this morning, actually, mm-hmm. to check it out, and it's very user-friendly.
It's basically a
map of the city of Quincy
yeah.
With points of interest highlighted. You click on those points, it gives them the description of what it is, how to get there, what it might cost when you're there,
mm-hmm.
what to do when mm-hmm. you're there. So, yeah, good job on that for sure.
Thank you.
It's a great
Thank
way
you.
To introduce folks to the city or people that have been here a long time that
right?
might not realize, oh, there's yeah. where the Ruth Gordon Amphitheater is. You know, I hear about that all the time.
Yeah.
Or there's Wisconsin Point Park, as I never knew about that, you know. So it's fun just to explore your own city even.
Yeah, and we often get emails from local folks saying, oh, you know, you might have missed this. Can you add this?
Okay.
So it's a great way of engaging and keeping people on the website and looking at all the offerings that are there,
mm-hmm.
Especially for local folks, right? So they sometimes give us great ideas. So we're always looking for new ways to upgrade the website, add more functfunctionality mm-hmm. to the website to make it more user-friendly,
okay.
keep people on the website a little bit longer.
Sure. Yeah. You mentioned the app. I know it was unveiled, what, last November?
Yes.
Okay. Tell me about that.
So that's part of this visit widget.
Okay.
It kind of gave us like a threefold with that. The company's called Visit Widget. Obviously, it's interactive on our website.
Yep.
But it's also user-friendly on an app, which they helped us develop.
Oh, okay.
And you can also use that through kiosk. So we do have a kiosk in the new Welcome Center. We haven't added the Visit Widget to that yet, but okay. We plan on doing that.
Okay.
To make it interactive in the Welcome Center.
Which is where, Dagny, the Welcome
that
Center?
That is on Hancock Street.
Okay.
Right in the Common, right mm-hmm. across from City Hall.
Okay. And what can folks find when they go there?
So right now we have the interactive kiosk, which provides information of all of Quincy and beyond. So if you're looking to go to Boston, if you're looking to go to Plymouth, it's all on that interactive kiosk. So also Discover Quincy is on those kiosks and all those locations.
Okay.
So it's kind of like a cross promotion of all these interactive kiosks.
Do Boston and Plymouth centers have Quincy on theirs?
Obviously, it's paid advertising. People advertise on these kiosks that are owned from a company called CTM.
Okay.
So it's called Visitor Info, and these kiosks are in visitor centers all around.
I see, okay.
Pretty much all around New England.
Okay.
So Discover Quincy will be listed on those as well.
All right.
So we have visitor service attendants, which are knowledgeable, fun, friendly folks that work for us at the visitor center. Last year we opened in probably, I want to say, towards the latter part of August. So we got a late start, but mm-hmm. that's okay because we did a wonderful job up till almost Veterans Day.
Mm-hmm.
So this year we'll be opening up around Memorial Day.
Oh, okay.
So we're looking forward to having a longer season at the Welcome Center.
Yeah.
And just some, you know, embracing locals as well as visitors, kind of like you said, re-engaging folks with what the offerings are. So we also have tours that leave from the Welcome Center. So we have signs out on the Common telling people that there's tours 2 times a day, and we plan on hopefully expanding that to the weekends as well.
Okay.
We tried doing a few Saturdays over the latter part of the summer and into fall, and that worked out very well. So we hope this year to be open 7 days a week.
Yes.
On the Welcome Center.
Okay.
At the Welcome Center.
The tours are, you know, are they walking tours, trolley
yes.
tour?
Yes, they
tours.
Are the heart of the city walking tour.
Okay.
And it's focused on the Common, City okay. Hall, Hancock Cemetery, Church of Presidents. Really nice tour, about 45 minutes long.
Okay.
And then they're steered towards the Church of Presidents to also do that tour.
Okay, they run that themselves
yes.
at the church. Yeah.
Yes,
I know there
do.
Are new interpretive signs at the locations that you mentioned,
yes.
kind of giving history of them that folks can either read while they're there. Are those electronically available as well, those signs?
They're not electronically available yet.
Okay, yet.
Let's just say yet.
Okay.
We're trying to increase our technology day by day.
Mm-hmm.
We're always thinking of new and, you know, creative ways to reach visitors or the needs of visitors.
Sure. Did folks tour in Quincy in 2021, Dagny? Were there
they
actual
did.
Tourists?
They yeah. did. Okay. They did. Pre-pandemic, obviously, our levels were much higher. And then when the pandemic had happened,
mm-hmm.
we went down to 50% of our numbers.
Yeah.
Last year, we're only down 40%.
Okay.
So we're getting there.
It's going in the right direction.
It's going in the right direction,
okay.
and that's what we like to hear.
Sure.
So this year we'd like to cut that in half, and we hope that when I'm talking to you next year, I say we're only down 20%.
Or maybe 10%. Even later this year.
Yes, yes. So we are always looking for new and creative ways to reach visitors. We stay in communication with Massachusetts partners, regional partners, as well as national partners.
Mm-hmm.
There are quite a different institutions and organizations that that stay in touch with all of the state's tourism offices.
Yeah.
And just recently, I just got elected to the Greater Boston Convention and Visitors Bureau board.
Okay.
So that will help me stay in touch with some of those partners and keep my finger on the pulse of tourism in the state and nationally.
And also keep reminding them about Quincy too, right?
Yes, at the same time. Absolutely. Quincy's at the table.
No question. Yeah. Yes. You know, you mentioned National, of course, the National Park Service is, if not the biggest, one of the biggest draws.
Absolutely.
Didn't open last year at all. Have you heard anything about this year yet?
Well, they did open their visitor center and gift shop towards the latter part. So I only anticipate that they are going to be open this year as well.
For the whole park?
Yes, okay. I believe so. Okay. Don't hold me
to
that.
I know you don't have anything to do with that.
Because it changes, right? We all know during this pandemic, things change daily. Never mind weekly or monthly.
Right.
So fingers crossed that they're going to be open. They usually let us know ahead of time.
Okay.
Right now, a lot of the historic associations and institutions are closed for the winter. But we will be speaking as a group collaboratively, probably say in the next month.
Okay.
To get updates on where we are for the spring and summer and fall.
Well, they typically open Patriots Day weekend in April or the weekend before sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's the federal government, so it's a separate entity, and they do what they want, and then they tell you afterwards.
They were very discouraged, you know, but they did a lot of reaching out to local partners and statewide. So they definitely were engaging and still at the table as far as tourism is concerned in Quincy.
Okay.
They're great partners to work with, but as anything with federal, your hands are tied. So.
Yeah. Well, I know some of their park rangers actually were helping at the Welcome
Center.
They were.
That's what it's important to stay in contact with all of your local partners, right? Because if we didn't do that, then we wouldn't have did that collaboration.
Right.
And they, you know, raised their hands twice by saying, yes.
That's great.
We'll participate, whatever you need us to, you know, to do.
That's great.
So it was a good collaboration. And
yeah.
And it was nice seeing a park ranger on the common.
I was just going to say, it kind of gives some gravitas to your mission, right?
You know, it does.
We have, you know, rangers.
Yeah.
Know, yeah.
Yeah. And the visitors and locals appreciated it and enjoyed the tours.
Sure.
There was no lack of people wanting to take the tours.
Good.
So we hope to have even more this year.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Can we talk a little bit about maybe specific activities or events that are hoped for in 2022 at least?
Let's keep that strong word, hoped. I do know that we have an events coordinator for the city, John McDonald, and he works with the mayor's office on all of their city events. Mm-hmm. We don't have any dates in stone yet.
Okay.
But what I can tell you is we learned, right, with the pandemic, to just be patient and be flexible.
Yeah.
Because we could plan for an event that's happening in June and then something could happen.
I know.
But we don't think like that. We're just, you know, they're working on the events now and planning for the dates, and hopefully all of those will happen this year.
Sure.
Because events are a good placemaking, right? It brings people together, brings people to the city, it brings locals and residents alike in the same kind of, you know, fun atmosphere of an event, especially during the summer and the spring and the fall.
Yeah.
It's just fun to come to events and experience a city with visitors and locals alike.
Well, even last year we were able to do outside events.
Yeah, we were.
The Food Truck Festival,
really
Symphony Orchestra, Choral Society concerts, so things
and I
like
think
that.
They were well attended too.
They were very well attended,
So we look forward to that again this year.
Right.
And I mean, at this point, we don't see any roadblocks, but again, patience and flexibility.
Cautiously optimistic going forward.
Yes.
How do you kind of know who's coming to Quincy Dagny and you know, where they're from and what they're doing?
With a lot of our marketing and advertising, we can usually get those reports back. But there's also been some new software that's become available. And some destination organizations have been using it for a long time. We plan to use it this year. It's called Arrival List. And Arrival List provides consumer data on where they're going, what they're doing when they're here, and where they're staying. And that's the kind of data that we want to kind of gear our marketing efforts.
Yep.
So we plan on using that software this year and getting those reports so we can gear our marketing efforts. But right now we do know it's the Massachusetts market, New England market, and all of the Northeast corridor.
Okay.
That's where predominantly most of our visitors are coming from. But we've had visitors from all 50 states and 40 countries.
Yeah.
So we do get visitors from all over globally. But we gear some of our marketing efforts towards the larger amount. So, and about 60% of those were from the Northeast.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
And so you ask them how they heard about Quincy and, you know, what
We do when they're at the Welcome Center, okay. But sometimes you can't get that from, you know, the data you get from your website traffic,
yes.
Or some of the advertising components. They'll say, you know, they'll go to your website or they'll click on that link or that ad that you put on.
Right.
But it doesn't really say how they heard about it,
okay.
Right? If we do marketing or advertising with somebody like Expedia, obviously, we know they went to Expedia.
Gotcha.
So that's how they heard from us.
Okay.
And recently, I brought that up because we just did a campaign, 10-week campaign over the summer and the fall, and it proved to be very profitable.
Mm.
We plan on doing it longer, for a longer portion, probably like 20 weeks versus 10 weeks this year. The 10-week campaign did about $66,000 in hotel revenue.
Okay.
So it's geared towards people looking for hotels. In the greater Boston area,
mm-hmm.
But the 66,000 showed just Quincy.
Okay.
So that was a really good campaign, and we plan on doing that again this year.
Okay.
And that kind of tells you they went to Expedia.
Right.
So you can, you know, that question's answered right there.
Yeah. And do you also focus on kind of repeat tourists?
Absolutely.
Repeat visitors? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You want to re-engage, right?
Yeah.
You want to re-engage visitors, and that's where that arrivalist data helps.
Okay.
Because then it tells you people that have come. Here prior, how many times they've come here,
yes.
How many, you know, the demographics, how many people in their family, how long did they stay.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you a lot of data that can be used for your marketing efforts.
Mm, okay.
So are we marketing to families or multi-generational families?
Yep.
Are we, you know, targeting couples? So all of those types of things are looking to be learned from arrivalist data.
Yeah, there's a lot in the background.
Yeah,
it goes into, you know, selling the city essentially.
It does. It's not so, you know, marketing, advertising, promotion. It's all that data.
How important do you think it is that the development that's going on in Quincy is to tourism? You know,
I think it all ties together nicely.
You do?
Yeah, absolutely. I think anytime you have, you know, strong economic development.
Mm-hmm.
And tourism in a city, I think it's beneficial to all of the locals as well as visitors coming to the city. And that's what we want, you know, that strong collaboration of, you know, economic spending in Quincy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you get that with a good economic development office and a good tourism office.
Sure.
And we work together so nicely on different promotions, different advertising.
Yeah,
and we talk about different data. And,
yeah, it's never had that before. So
yeah,
it's a new
and we
venture.
Share a lot, and they're really great to work with. And speaking about economic development,
yeah.
I had to do a grant recently, so
yes.
I needed to provide some of that economic data. And, of course, our economic development office was ever so graciously offering me all of that information.
Yeah, that's within the planning department, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So it worked out really well for me, providing that information on the grant.
Super. What
you know.
Would the grant be used for? How much would it be for? What would you
yeah.
do for it?
So
Christmas in July, is that
I
what
know,
you're hoping
right?
for? Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Christmas in March, actually.
Okay.
We'll know in March.
Okay.
So it's a state Office of Travel and Tourism
okay.
grant, and it's called the Travel and Tourism Recovery Grants. So to help all of these destinations, attractions, anyone that applies for the grant in recovery effort.
Okay.
So
recovery
obviously
from the pandemic.
Correct.
Okay.
So strong marketing initiatives, what's your program? And we plan on using it for our new visitor's guide.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
So we're really excited about that. It's a labor of love because it's probably about 72 pages long.
Oh, an actual guide, paper
an
guide.
An actual paper guide.
Okay.
People still like that.
Yes.
And it's good to put at visitor centers
absolutely.
And welcome centers all across Massachusetts
yep.
and New England.
We'll put them here in our lobby, by the way.
Yeah,
if we
absolutely.
Get them, please. Yeah.
And we tried to add new categories to the visitor's guide as well. But that's what we plan on using the grant
okay.
for, the design, the print, and the distribution of that
very
visitor's
expensive.
Guide.
Yep.
And we also partnered with one of our other strong attractions in Quincy is the USS Salem.
Oh, sure.
So with the state recovery grant, you could apply up to $50,000 as one entity or $100,000 as two entities. So we're asking for the $100,000 sure. with a partner with USS Sailing.
I see, okay.
And they plan on rebranding their website. They need some upgrades to their website.
Okay.
They do some digital advertising.
Okay,
they need a
so
new rack card.
That. Yeah.
So that will help with their promotions and both of us cross-promoting on our websites.
Let us know when you get the news, please, Dagan.
I know, I know. Well, I think the state's really, you know, focused on recovery efforts of
yeah.
tourism.
Oh, sure.
As
yeah.
the, you know, third largest industry.
Yes.
So they have $4 million to give away
okay.
In these grants. So I think with...
So it's $100,000 to Quincy. It's
yeah,
nothing, you know?
Yeah. So I think, you know, for the most part, we'll either get the grant, whether it's the full amount
yeah.
or some portion
yeah,
of it.
Something, yeah.
Something. I'm pretty confident that that we will, along with the other people that have applied for grants.
Sure, yeah. We look forward to another productive year, and please keep us in the loop here at QATV. We'll let folks know what's going on.
Yes, and visit discoverquincy.com.
Will do. Thanks so much, Dagny.
Thank you very much, Joe.
Very welcome. Pleasure.